Daf Yud Aleph. So we left off in the Mishnah saying that Beis Shammai says that at night you say Kriya Shema lying down, in the morning you say it standing up, and he learns that from the pasuk of Ubishif Bachav Kumecha. Beis Hillel though says that you can say it however you want, which he learns from the pasuk of Uvelech Techav Aderech. And Beis Hillel says that the pasuk of Ubishach Bachav Kumecha is just to teach the times that in the morning and the night that you say Kriya Shema. So we know why Beis Hillel doesn't hold like Beis Shammai. But why does Beis Shammai not hold like Beis Hillel? It says, if Uvishach B'chav Kumecha is just teaching the time that you would say it, say B'boker V'erev, in the morning and the night. Why does it say B'shach B'chav Kumecha? To teach that the time that you're lying down, you should say Kriya Shema lying down, and the time that you're getting up, you should say it standing up. So Beis Shammai, though, what do they do with Beis Hillel's pasuk of Uvelech Techav Aderech? So we have a brisa that says B'shach B'chav Kumecha teaches that if you're doing a mitzvah, you're putter from Kriya Shema. And that pasuk of Uvelech Techav Aderech teaches that a chassan, someone getting married, is putter from saying Kriya Shema. They don't have to say Kriya Shema. And from here we learned that if you're marrying a virgin, then you are putter from saying Kriya Shema. But if you're marrying a widow, then you do out your chayav, you do have to say Kriya Shema. So how does Uvelech Techav Aderech, though, teach that if you're doing a mitzvah, you're exempt from saying Kriya Shema? Rav Papa says that just like when you travel, you're traveling on your own accord, but derech, that's, you know, your own going. So only you're going to only say Kriya Shema when you're doing your own personal stuff, but if you're going to do a mitzvah, then you're not going to have to say Kriya Shema. But maybe when we said you're traveling, maybe the traveling that we're talking about is you're traveling to do a mitzvah, and the pasuk is coming to teach that even if you're going to do a mitzvah, you still have to say Kriya Shema. No, the fact that it says b'shivtecha v'lechtecha teaches that it's yours. If it should have just said b'sheves u'v'leches, but it says b'shivtecha, that it's your going, meaning it's your own personal going. But if you're doing, if you're traveling for a mitzvah, then you'd be putter. So if you're putter from Kriya Shema for a mitzvah, you should be putter even if you're marrying a widow. So no, we said that for a virgin, you're preoccupied, you can't really have the right frame of mind and the right kavana, so you're not going to be able to concentrate. But by a widow, you know, you'll have a better, you'll be able to concentrate more. So if it's all about preoccupation, though, and not being able to have the right kavana, then even a big financial loss, you should be putter because you can't have the right kavana. So why did Rav say that an avel is chayav in all mitzvos except for tefillin? No, so we said that if you're preoccupied with a mitzvah, you're putter from Kriya Shema, but if you're preoccupied with personal things, then you're going to be chayav. So Beis Shammai uses Bederech to teach that a shliach, someone traveling to do a mitzvah for someone else, is putter for Kriya Shema. And Beis Hillel says that if you're ever traveling, no matter what, you're chayav because the pasuk says Bederech if you're traveling and you still have to say Kriya Shema. So Beis Hillel says that you can say Kriya Shema if you're standing, you're sitting, you're lying down, you're traveling, no matter what. One day, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they were chilling somewhere. Rabbi Shmuel was lying down and Rabbi Elazar was sitting upright. And then the time for Kriya Shema came. So Rabbi Yishmael, he got up, and Rabbi Elazar lied down. So Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to Rabbi Yishmael, he says, you're like someone that's complimented for their beard. And he says, okay, great, you know, now I have to go shave it off. He says, I was trying to compliment you by lying down, just like you were lying down, so why did you get up? So Rabbi Yishmael says that I held like Beis Hillel, but you lied down, so you held like Beis Shammai. And the students might see you lying down, and they're going to think that the halacha is like Beis Shammai. Because Beis Hillel agrees that if you're lying down, that's fine. But you were standing, and then you went out of your way to lie down, and people, again, they might think that that's what the halacha is. So Rabbi Yecheskel says that if you are lying down like Beis Shammai, you're Yotzei. Beis Hillel, if you do like Beis Hillel, standing up however you want, you're Yotzei. Rabbi Yosef says that if you go out of your way to lie down like Beis Shammai, you're not going to be Yotzei. But you're only going to be Yotzei, you're only going to fulfill your obligation for Shema if you hold like Beis Hillel. I mean, you can lie down, but you can't go out of your way to lie down. So we bring in a case where we know that there's a big machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that if you have your most of your body and your head in your sukkah, but your table is in your house, Beis Shammai says, this is pasul, this is not good. Beis Hillel says, no, you'd be Yotzei for this, for the mitzvah of sukkah. And one day, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachornes' house, and he saw that his table was in his house, and most of his body and his head was in his sukkah. So obviously, Beis Hillel was fine with that, but Beis Shammai said that if you do this, you're not actually Yotzei the mitzvah. And this shows that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are two totally different things. So Beis Shammai says doing like Beis Hillel would not make you Yotzei. So Beis Hillel too would say doing like Beis Shammai does not make you Yotzei. So Nachman Yitzchak says that if you follow Beis Shammai, then you're chayav misa, you deserve to die. And the proof is in our Mishnah that says Rabbi Tarfon followed Beis Shammai, and he, by lying down, he put himself in a dangerous position. And the Rabbanan said that because you followed Beis Shammai, you deserve to get harmed. So the next Mishnah says that at Shacharis, we say two brachos before Kriyat Shema, and then we say one bracha after. At Maariv, we say two brachos before Kriyat Shema, and then two brachos after. One of them is a long bracha, one of them is a short bracha. And we know that if the Chachamim instituted to say a long bracha, then you can't say a short bracha. And if they instituted to say a short bracha, you can't say a long bracha. If they instituted that there's a concluding bracha at the end, then you can't leave it out. And if they said there should be no concluding bracha at the end, then you can't say your own. So the Gemara asks, what's the first bracha that you say before Shema at Shacharis? So Rabbi Yaakov said the name of Rabbi Oshia that it's Yotzer Or Ver Choshech. So why don't we say Noga instead of Choshech? Because Choshech has this very like negative connotations, and Noga, meaning twilight, is a much more pleasant word. And why would we want to say this word with such negative connotations at night in our brachos? So, or sorry, why would we want to say it in the morning in our brachos? So we said that that's what the pasuk says. It says to say Choshech, and that's what the pasuk says, so we're going to stick with the pasuk. But we have a different pasuk that says Osei Shalom V'Rei Ra, but we say in our davening Osei Shalom V'Rei Atako. So clearly, because obviously we don't want to say Ra, meaning evil, we don't want to use that negative connotation, so we just say Hakol, everything. So clearly we're not so strict to follow the pasuk, and we're going to use a word with a nicer connotation and contradict what the pasuk says. So maybe by Yotzer V'Rei Choshech, we should also say Noga instead of Choshech. So Rava says no. It's more important that we want to mention aspects of the day at night, and we want to mention aspects of the night during the day. So we mention aspects of the night at the day when we say Yotzer Or Vori Choshech. We have the Or and the Choshech. And Abaye says that at night we mention aspects of the day by saying Golal Or Mimnei Choshech, Choshech Mimnei Or. We have the Choshech and the Or. V'Yudah said in the name of Shmuel that the second bracha in the morning is Avirabba, and Rabbi Lezer told his son Rav Pidas that the second bracha should be Avirabba. We have a brisa that says it's Avirabba, not Avas Olam, but the Rabbanans say you should say Avas Olam. So if you just said the name of Shmuel, if you're learning Torah in the morning and you didn't say Kriyat Shema yet, then you do have to say Berachas HaTorah. But if you are learning in the morning and you already said Kriyat Shema, then you don't have to say Berachas HaTorah, because saying Avirabba exempts you. It kind of achieves the same goal as the Berachas HaTorah. So we said, what do we say Birchas HaTorah on? Rav Huna says you only say it on Psukim in the Torah, but not Midrash, if you're learning Torah. Rav Lezer says only if you're learning Torah and Midrash, but not Mishnah. Rav Yochanan says you say it on Mishnah, but not Gemara. And Rav says, no, even on Gemara, you'd say Birchas HaTorah, because whenever Rav would teach Gemara, before he would start, he'd wash his hands and he'd say Birchas HaTorah. So we ask, what's the bracha of Birchas HaTorah? Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Baruchat Hashem, Lekin Macholam, Asher Gidshan, Bezivanu, Lasok, Bedrei Torah. And then Rabbi Yochanan says that you finish with V'har Rav Nashon Lokenu, down the top, until Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamelamei Torah L'mo Yisrael. Rav Hamnuna says that you say Baruch Atah Hashem Lokenu Mechalam, Asher Baruch Arbanu Mikol Amim, down the top, until Baruch Atah Hashem, Nosein HaTorah. And Rav Hamnuna says that this is actually the best bracha, and that's why this is what we say when you're called up for an aliyah. And because we have all these opinions, we actually say all these brachas, which is what we do nowadays. So the assistant Kohen Gadol would tell the Kohanim, who are in a big rush to do the service in the base of Mikdash, that they should say one bracha before Kriyat Shema, then the Aseres HaDibros, then they should say Shema in all three paragraphs, then they would say three brachos with the Tzibor, with everyone. They would say V'yatziv, they would say Ritzei, and Brachos Kohanim. And on Shabbos, they would add an extra bracha for the Mishmar that was leaving. The Mishmar was the division of which family would serve in the base of Mikdash, and it was split up into many different Mishmaras, and the new ones would come in on Shabbos, and the old ones would leave, so they would say another bracha. We'll get into that. So we said, what's the one bracha that they were supposed to say before Shema? Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that this was Avirabba. Rav Zrika says in the name of Reish Lakish that it was Yotzer Or. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef says that the halacha of Rav Zrika in the name of Reish Lakish that you say Yotzer Or was only learned through an inference. This was not an explicit statement, because Reish Lakish says that the fact that the Kohanim only said one bracha teaches that the two brachot that we say before Kriyat Shema are not essential to each other, that you could say one without the other. And so we say that it has to be talking about Yotzer Or, and that's why we said that brachos are not ma'akev, that they're not essential, because it has to be Yotzer Or, because we know they didn't say Avirabba, and they were still Yotzer. And we say that it has to be that we were talking about Yotzer Or, because if we said that they were talking about Avirabba, that wouldn't prove anything, because maybe it just wasn't the time for Yotzer Or, and once it was the earliest time you could say Yotzer Or, then they just go back and say it. So it makes the most sense that we're saying that they said Yotzer Or. Otherwise, Avirabba, there's, a way to get out of that. But we said, so what if it's only an inference? What's the difference? Because the problem is, maybe they really did say Avirabba, And when the time for Yotzer Ora came, then they said it. And saying that brachos are not essential to each other means that the order of the brachos is not essential. So this is not conclusive proof that it was Yotzer Ora, but it points to being more likely that it was Yotzer Ora.